All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
97.1. So we started today. David Myers, the assistant city attorney who worked the Walton case, commented to the Free Press, I detest that a municipal case that was resolved 8 years ago in a normal manner has been made into a sideshow. Went on to present evidence, facts about how pleading down these cases is commonplace in college towns. Again, it just flies in the face of what Paula Levine wrote, saying she was told by a current official it was not common in an assault case to plead to a civil infraction. Again, it's just more evidence that shows ESPN did not have their story buttoned up. And for some place like ESPN, who said they were investigating MSU since 2014, it doesn't seem to be a buttoned-up piece. You're not supposed to be able to punch holes in stuff that take years to investigate. That's not supposed to happen. It's extremely common, said Yeadon, who took over as the city attorney in 2012, after serving 27 years as the assistant city attorney, most of our cases are dealt down to littering. We look at assault cases more closely than we would run-of-the-mill disorderly. Oftentimes in assault cases, there are differing versions of who did what to whom, but that's still a fairly common plea agreement. Myers said he totaled all of the closed assault and battery cases in East Lansing based on public records from 2014 to 17 earlier this month. Of the 52 he found, many of which do not deal with MSU athletes, 34 ended in a conditional civil infraction. Flies in the face of what Paula Levine said. So I've just asked the question, why is Dick Vitale going out there and grandstanding for 4 minutes during a nationally televised game, just burping out mumble, 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 Nasser, mumble, 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 Izzo, mumble, 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 truth. It's just, again, it's irresponsible. ESPN suggested that it was a culture of secrecy, a culture of cover-up, a culture where, boy, did I just see an MSU touchdown highlight? And then Larry Nasser? They did that. They brought D'Antonio and Izzo to light. Now, Sully, you're telling me we may have a statement?
Yeah, there's barely anyone even reporting this right now besides a couple.
Okay, well, make sure this isn't like fake Ian Rappaport.
No, it's.
I kind of need you to be right here.
No, it's a email update that Interim President John Engler sent out in regards to the OTL investigation, the ESPN.
Are you sure it's real?
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing screenshots of an email update from MSU Interim President. My only thing is none of the beat writers have reported it yet.
Could you, if you'd be so kind, in today's day and age where you've got real reporters getting duped by fake trade rumors, this is something far more serious than any trade. This is something, I'm not going to read something unless you have corroborated that it is real.
It looks, WILX? You heard of them?
Yes, that's the Lansing television station.
Yeah, so, I mean, they are starting to tweet some screenshots. It certainly
okay.
looks like
it. So then, what I'd like to do is, what you told me is, Engler kind of went at ESPN a little bit. Do you want to read that for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is
John Engler, former governor of the state of Michigan, current interim MSU president. Now, mind you, John Engler is not going to go after ESPN unless one of two outcomes. A, he's crazy, or B, he's got major assurances. You cannot be wrong. If you're the interim president of the university. Sully, go ahead. Let me take a listen to this.
So basically, he sent out an email addressing a few different issues wanted to talk about. And obviously started talking about the Nasser case a little bit. But then towards the end of the email, he got into ESPN. And he said, finally, I viewed with great concern a recent ESPN report that gathered considerable national attention in no small part because it showed a promotional graphic of our head football and men's basketball coaches with Larry Nassar.
Yes.
This was a sensationalized package of reporting that contained allegations and insinuations that we are now reviewing. The coaches were asked to refrain from comment while the reports were examined. That has been a burden that must be lifted. I hope that MSU can soon respond in full and affirm the integrity and probity that has been the hallmark of these two respected coaches. It isn't easy to live under a microscope. I'm proud of how so many members of the Spartan community have expressed concern for the survivors in so many ways. I'm pleased but frankly not surprised by the willingness of so many to commence the hard work of making real change in order to achieve an environment that truly is fair, humane, and responsible. To that, I would add safe and civil as well. And I'm fully aware that there is a lot of work to do and not much time to do it. I appreciate your support as we together address the urgent tasks in front of us, because this is how Spartans show their will.
Okay, so tell me your thoughts on that. He doesn't say that unless he knows D'Antonio and Izzo got nothing to worry about. Or am I crazy?
Yeah,
if I'm the interim president, there is no way in hell I'm going to risk anything right now. With the Larry Nassar case continuing, with the ongoing litigation, with the hundreds plus victims, with an attorney general investigation, with tens of thousands of pages of documents being sent to the attorney general, the FOIA requests that are coming in from everywhere, there's no way I'm going to risk anything. Mike, tell me again. I'd like the callers, too. You tell me. That statement from Engler gives me confidence that I've been right since the beginning here. That Izzo and D'Antonio haven't done anything wrong. And that ESPN's innuendo and assertions were very poorly put together. Because I don't see the president of the university going out and laying that type of claim and calling, quote, sensationalized. Was that the word he used? Or sensational? What was the verb?
Yeah, this was a sensationalized package of reporting.
Stop right there. If you're going to use terms like that and you're the president, you can't hope to be right. You've got to be right. So you've got the former city attorney, the assistant city attorney coming out, doubling down and going, no more. No more. We handled these cases. This is why we did it this way. These are the facts. This is how cases have been handled since. This is how it's been done in other places. You got the interim president going out today calling ESPN sensationalized journalism, essentially. For all those who wanted MSU to go on the attack, maybe that's what's happening finally. But they've got to be right, because if they're not, burn the whole damn thing down. I would love some strong opinions from people on this. We're all adults. Come to a different conclusion than I've come to about the interim president of the university, who's got the eyes of the world on that university, coming out and attacking ESPN. That says to me that the lawyers MSU has are giving him assurances we're good.
Yeah, you don't use those words unless you are.
That's what it says to me, but I'm not a lawyer.
And it also says to me that clearly, and this is something we've talked about, something I actually just mentioned a couple segments ago, that they had a major issue, as they should, with ESPN having a graphic of Larry Nassar,
correct,
Tom Izzo, Mark D'Antonio.
Correct.
And by the way, just to confirm, I know we were kind of talking about it before we read the statement. I've now received many even personal texts from people that both go to Michigan State now.
Don't
and people
make me
that went
siren
there.
You.
That say that they have received this exact
okay.
email. So there's, I mean, just
right.
to
Mike,
put a button, bow on
I'm not
it.
Busting your chops. I just know it's like you got big-time reporters get fooled by trades. I wanted to make sure, that's all.
Right. No, we're good.
But doesn't this represent between Myers, Yeadon, and John Engler, MSU going on the offensive here?
Big time.
Well, I'm sorry. You're not operating from a point of leverage. MSU is still a disgraced university for what took place with Larry Nassar. And the trail of people that Larry Nassar abused and victimized is long. MSU's got to wear that scar forever, just like many other people do. But where ESPN bleeped up was putting D'Antonio and Izzo in that piece. I've said it from the beginning, and it's sure looking like I've been right. And if it turns out I'm wrong, remember, I'll be the one to light the match.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.